Chapter 19, An Astounding Revelation. Reb Nachum's assistant, Shilam, returned from Sebej laden with food and clothing for the coming days. It was Friday, and in another few hours, the Shabbos queen would bring rest and holiness to the world. Reb Nachum owned a small Sefer Torah, a family heirloom that he had inherited from his father. It was wrapped in a silver mantle and kept inside a small iron kiddush, fashioned from carved wood by an expert craftsman. Reb Nachum dressed himself in his Shabbos clothing, removed the Sefer Torah from its iron, and read aloud the Parsha of the week. He was accustomed to read directly from the Sefer Torah each Erev Shabbos, in addition to reading Shnaya Mikra v'Echad Targum. On Shabbos morning, Reb Nachum and Shilam davened peacefully in the charming guest house. They sat down to eat Sudas Shabbos, shared a Divrei Torah, and sang Zmiris. They then heard knocking at the door. They found one of the prince's servants waiting for them on the doorstep. "The prince has requested that you come to his fortress if it is not too difficult for you. He is waiting for you there," the attendant announced. "With pleasure," replied Reb Nachum. The servant spun on his heels and marched briskly away. Reb Nachum put on his Shabbos kapata and followed the path through the gardens towards the home of Prince Johann Kambari. As Reb Nachum entered the lounge in which the prince awaited his arrival, the prince rose to his feet in reverence and bowed in a sign of respectful greeting. He had never acted that way before, and Reb Nachum wondered whether his Shabbos clothing could have made such a strong impression on the prince. "Please forgive me for disturbing the peacefulness of your day of rest," the prince excused himself. "It is precisely because today is the Jewish Sabbath that my curiosity was aroused. Would you mind explaining the significance of this day?" Reb Nachum began describing Shabbos to the prince. He taught him about the candles lit by Jewish women before the start of Shabbos, about the recitation of Kiddush and the blessing over two loaves of challah by the father of the household. He described the Zmirais and Divrei Torah, the tefillais, and the inner sense of peace. As before, the prince sat in rapt attention, his eyes sparkling. Reb Nachum, who was still surprised and puzzled by the prince's great interest in the details of the Jewish way of living, thought that he had noticed tears in the eyes of the prince. Johann was a wise and deep-thinking person. It was not enough for him to hear an overall description of the Shabbos scene. He wanted to know the history and sources for everything he heard. Reb Nachum supplied this information at length, and the prince drank in every word. Then, an elderly and dignified lady entered the room and bowed politely to the guest. "This is the wise Jewish man that I told you about," the prince informed the lady, while waving his hand in the direction of Reb Nachum. It was clear that they had discussed their guest beforehand. "This is my dear aunt, the sister of my late mother," announced the prince to Reb Nachum. The lady had meanwhile sat herself down on a plush red armchair. The lady listened as Reb Nachum and the prince continued their conversation. After a while, she began interrupting with questions of her own. From her questions, Reb Nachum realized that her knowledge of Jews was greater than that of the prince. Something about the lady bothered Reb Nachum, but he was not sure what. Occasionally, her speech would end in an unclear mumble, as if she was worried about the consequences of finishing her sentence. She seemed to be hiding a secret. Eventually, the prince thanked Reb Nachum for his time and patience, and Reb Nachum made his way back to the guest house. Another day passed uneventfully. Reb Nachum waited to hear whether the prince was ready to close the deal on the estates of Count Zinkevich. The prince, however, indicated that he still needed more time to fully investigate the deal and make his calculations before giving a reply. On Monday, Reb Nachum was again invited to the fortress. He was convinced that he would finally receive a clear decision on the deal. He sincerely hoped that the prince would be willing to buy the estates. He wished to help his good friend, Count Zinkevich. In addition, he would receive handsome payment for brokering a deal between the count and the prince. Reb Nachum entered the lounge and was surprised to again see the elderly aunt present with the prince. He sensed that he had not been called to close the deal after all. This time, The ant spoke first. "During the past few weeks, I have heard much about you from my sister's son," she began. "He described you as a wise and honest man with whom we can fully trust. I, however, was not ready to rely on his impression of you and insisted on meeting you face to face in order to evaluate you myself." The lady paused in order to carefully choose her words. "I am about to reveal a secret to you. However, you must realize that if the secret reaches the wrong ears, we can suffer terrible consequences." She paused once more, closed her eyes, and slowly nodded her head. "In fact," she continued almost in a whisper, "it is quite likely that we need your help." The elderly noblewoman opened her eyes and looked directly at Reb Nachum. "We are Jews," she announced, her voice breaking with emotion.